What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ali, with some interesting stuff, go back and rewind. First of all, you got to have subscribe. That's the first thing. Download the app, Odyssey. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell, and you can get all of our content, guys, all of our interviews, all of our stuff. Connor saying some interesting things, talking about Gunnar Stockton speaking tomorrow, Kirby Smart. We'll get a chance to hear from those guys as SEC Media Days is going on. Meanwhile, we are at Murph's at Cobb Galleria hanging out. Lots of baseball fans and fans that maybe come in from all over the country hanging out as well as we get ready for the Home Run Derby contest. And then, of course, the All-Star Game itself tomorrow. Right. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later. I just want to mention this because in our business, you know, in our circles, right, these things, there's always rumors and stuff going on. Don't know what you watch. Don't know what you spend your time doing. But the names you will know. And today we find out that Fox Sports 1 is letting go of Joy Taylor, Paul Pierce, Keyshawn Johnson, Craig Carton, LaShawn McCoy, Emmanuel Acho, all gone. They got rid of basically three different shows.
Right.
And they're making major changes before we head
won't
into
won't see him no more.
to football season. Our buddy Andrew Marchand, who's all over this stuff, he writes for The Athletic now, but they canceled Speak, Breakfast Ball, and The Facility. Those were the three shows,
right.
And it had all those guys on it. So for anybody that's watched any one of those shows or come across a clip or two over the years, those shows are gone, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, Acho's always got strong takes. I mean, well, all the shows have got strong takes. But it is interesting because one thing we knew, and probably under the guys of the lawyers, let's not fire Joy Taylor right now. Let's wait a few months. But there was some strangeness, as you guys know, and then that all that was alleged about her involvement in some very strange goings
to higher ups
at FS1.
Yeah.
But I was just talking about this with our boss Mike Conti. I'm like, so what's the program you vacuum filled with? Bringing back Skip Bayless?
I don't know.
I mean
honestly, I just don't know
what moves the meter. I mean, you know, look, say what you want. You know, ESPN. Whether you're into that, I mean, basically they were just simply parroting that sort of argument talk. You know, that's where they were going with it. And it's just, to me, it's you know, it was funny. Somebody, I think on Awful Announcing once tweeted, it was the middle of, like, June. They're like, is Dak Prescott an elite quarterback? Well, there's a compelling argument. You know, it seems like, you know, you're really reaching for stuff. Where I would just love to see more sports. I'd love to see FS1 try to make their own sports center. And maybe try to do it in a more, you know, maybe you'd counter-program the WNBA. You don't show any of that.
Yeah,
which is when I go, when I watch, try to get my highlights in the morning.
Well,
I don't know.
I'll say this. You know this. These companies and corporations don't do these kinds of moves because those are multi-million dollar
without
moves.
Without a plan.
Without a plan. So they've got something up their sleeve. But the bottom line is, and look, for us guys, it's like any business. I don't matter what you do. We'd love to say, hey, good luck to all of those folks, whatever they end up doing. But that is a big blow today, certainly for FS1 and those shows.
Hey, I was going to mention it in Guy Talk, but while we're talking TV, there was that thought that maybe Disney would throw some more money to keep Formula One. Now all indications are it's going to Apple. So, I mean, I know for MLS it has not been a boom.
Mike, I don't like it.
Well, you know, it's I'm so passionate about Formula One that I will be able to, I will find it. And, you know, as I joke around, you know, I like my TV on my TV, but streaming is where it's at.
Now, can I tell you, I've liked it on ESPN.
Me
because
too.
Every Sunday I know I'm going to get it, and I know where they're at, and there's now, the pre-race stuff. Like, it's just been easy.
Now, if this is simply turnkey where they just take the Sky Sport feed, which is maybe the smart play, because as you said, they do that amazing 90-minute pre-race. The millions of dollars that Sky puts into that
yes.
is just nuts. So if that's going to simply just turnkey over to Apple, then you're good to go. But you're right. As far as growing the sport of MLS, you know, I follow Alexi Lawless on Twitter all the time. He's always talking about, you know, are we really building the brand? Chelsea, by the way, beats PSG while we're going off script here, off some All-Star Weekend in SEC.
For sure.
That was just a beatdown. So, I don't know. I mean, did you watch any of that club championship over the week?
I watched a little bit of it because I was interested. I mean, look, he had a big crowd. The president was there. I mean, everybody was watching and paying attention. Look, when you asked a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, with the World Cup coming, I'm hoping, Mike, that there's a little bit more interest, certainly, in what's going on in the world of soccer beyond Atlanta United, with all due respect. I'm just talking on a world scale.
Right.
But that was a big-time match, man. It was a big-time – it had a big-time feel to it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't watch all of it. I only caught the second half, but it was great.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because – Chelsea and PSG, these are legendary clubs. Not sure, you know, if this was the test they were looking for. All I read in some of the international publications and stuff, oh, it's so hot in America in the summer.
Well, it was hot.
Well, it's not as hot as it is in Saudi Arabia or Qatar. You know,
hot.
Or any of the other places where everyone had to basically readjust their entire lives because you can only play over there in the fall. So I don't want to hear about it. You know, and some of these Euro weenies and the complaining. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it is. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Mike does have Guy Talk coming up. 5 o'clock, we will talk about what's leading up to the start of training camp with our Falcons. And Mike also got finally a chance. He was gone last week to see Quarterbacks on Netflix, and so we'll get his thoughts on that as well because it's still resonating with a lot of people. If you just caught the first couple of episodes, let me tell you what a nerd Abe is, and we love Abe. Abe told me last week while you were out, he goes,
right.
The day before this thing comes out, he goes, I'm staying up tonight. I said, for what?
Staying up?
Yeah. He goes, I'm setting my alarm to get up. I said, well, what time's this thing drop? Midnight? He goes, no, 3 a.m.
Okay, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you can wait. You can wait one day.
Okay, so Mike.
I know you want to provide content to your audience.
Not only did he get up, you know what he did? He binged the whole thing. And then I get a text at 7 in the morning
right. The
next day. When did that come out? Last Wednesday or whatever, Tuesday?
Right.
I get a text. I think Dady and I get a text at like 7 in the morning. I've completed it. I'm like, Abe, you are a maniac.
Abe, when's the last time you saw a movie? You took a walk on the beach. You know what I mean? But in the case of, you know, the F1, Drive to Survive, I will watch all of that when that drops because I just, you know, people are always funny because I was talking to a guy. We were out on a fishing trip. And there's a boat next to us, and we're getting loaded in the boat, getting the ice and everything. And the guy's like, what do you do for a living? I said, I do sports talk. And he says, wow, man. He goes, what's your favorite sport? And I said, honestly? I go, F1. I go, no. He goes, you don't? I said, no, I don't talk about F1 on my radio show. Yeah. Maybe once or twice if there's a big story. I go, it's football. Football. But, I mean, that's why, you know, everyone's got their unique.
Their thing.
Their thing.
Yeah.
And there's certainly a market for it. That's why with MLS and is this World Cup, because we've been saying it's the level of interest in soccer. Or is this going to be simply we'll have another World Cup and nothing will come of it? The quality of play will remain the same. We are expanding, right, Mike, in MLS? MLS is expanding. We had not anytime soon. They just added two. But the question I had is, does this, like the event we just had with this World Cup champion, the World Club Championship, does this move the needle at all? Or is it simply still there's the soccer fan and it just is pulling the cash?
Well, look, I would ask this question, and really we hadn't even dove into this, and more All-Star conversation coming up, more about our Braves as well, as we've got a lot to overcome, even more so now than we did watching this Ronald Acuna injury, guys, the Riley injury. There's just a lot. But, Mike, I would say this. Even though Messi has come, made a lot of money, and there have been big matches that people have paid attention to.
Right.
Where is MLS on the landscape compared to where he was, where it was before he got here?
Right.
And I'm saying that because you got the world's biggest star coming to MLS. MLS has not moved ahead of any of our other major sports because of it.
And the NHL just had another great Stanley Cups and an amazing playoff, and they're getting beaten by women's softball.
So
I mean, that's why baseball, when we bring it back to the All-Star game, baseball is doing better numbers. Now, last year with the Yankees and Dodgers, that's one of their better years in a long time. But the World Series has been trending the wrong way. But the regional viewership is still up. And by the way, FanDuel, of course, we all know you work with those guys, do a great job. But the regional viewership, the fan interest is there. The question will be for the Braves, and we'll get into that later in the show. If this downward slide does go, is their ownership just so afraid that if you throw up the white flag, people just don't show up?
You're talking about here.
Coming here at Truist Park. Because they haven't had a problem with filling this stadium for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're in a situation where it's like, you know, once the kids go back to school, it seems like they change the dynamic. And it's going to be tough because we've never – let's be honest. Alex Anthopoulos, it's been green light go ever since 2018. We've never taken a step back.
No, it has been. I could have sworn I just saw Michael Money Harris sit down at the bar. Oh, it's just a dude dressed up as Michael Money Harris.
Hey, man, come to Murph's. We are right next to their giant fan palooza that Major League Baseball is throwing down, and G-Money just got cheese curds. You better eat those quick, songs. I'm about to jump in.
I wonder if that brother at the bar who's dressed like Michael Money Harris, what's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
Can you hit?
Hey, can you hit? Can you hit?
Because if you can, we might have to substitute you for the real Money Harris.
I don't need you to hit. Can you draw walks?
Look, he said, yeah, I can hit.
All right, man. He's hitting your butt.
Wait,
is that Ozuna's brother? The dude dressed Ozuna dressing as Harris now?
I have no idea. I thought it was Michael Money Harris. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk, man?
Hey, man, we're going to find out if this is Mike.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Michael Harris, because if so, he's probably going to punch me in the head. Aaron Rodgers being a jerk at the American Century Golf Championship? Not a surprise, Carl. And also coming up, guys, we've got the lineup. We know Acuna is batting third now for Snicker, but where does he bat for Dave Roberts tomorrow night?
It better be leadoff.
Hold your breath.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.